This is from the Minneapolis situation today. And I want you guys to just sit for a second and examine this photo. Okay? Just like you would examine an art piece. And I want you to look into the deeper meaning of this. And then let me explain to you what I think of this image. So look at it. This woman has her shoes off and she is running barefoot down the streets of Minneapolis towards school, where she sees tons of officials and she knows something terrible has happened. This right here represents the feeling that mothers of school-aged children feel when we send our kids off to school. And the fact that we as mothers in America can identify on this one thing particularly is disgusting. And it's abhorrent that it's still an issue. If this is a mother, I can't say whether this is a mother or not, but this woman has this feeling deep down in her gut that something terrible has happened. And she is, whether she is a religious person or not, she is hoping, praying with everything in her that whoever is connected her to her, whatever child or whatever, whatever person is connected to her, she is praying and hoping that they are okay. She is just saying, as she's running each step, please let them be okay. Please let them be okay. Please let them be okay. And then the guilt that comes after that, if it's not mine, then it's somebody else's. But I really hope that mine is okay. I don't know the outcome of this. I do hope that her child was okay, or whoever is connected to her is okay. But the fact that we can identify with this urgency to get to our children when something like this happens, because it continues to happen and happen and happen and happen and happen, and then it's steadily increasing. I'm not going to sit here and say that this isn't a political issue, because it is. Because when you cut all these benefits and all the things, and they weren't even that good to begin with, but when you cut all of them and people can't get mental health assistance, things like this are going to increase. When you don't do gun reform, things like this are going to increase. This is a political issue. Before today, this is a tragedy. And I say we just take a moment to honor those who lost their lives in a senseless tragedy, and we think about how we can move forward. And I hope that all of those babies who were injured come out safely.